when I initially made contact with Irish Water, they told me that I registered online, and I again contacted them on the 12th of May to inform them that I wanted all correspondence done digitally. When the story broke then, the head of Irish Water's PR contacted me. She says that it was an isolated case. They weren't sure why this happened or how it happened, but they were going to investigate it. Says that senior staff would speak to me that day. Now, it took a good number of days before anybody contacted me, and they says that there was a mistake done, but that it wasn't me that was registered online, but it was registered hard copy. So I found it very strange that they moved the position, because they said it was somebody with a similar name. I don't know of anybody else who's called Micheál Colm MacGillaspach in Lough Neagh. So they sent out a copy of the copy I was supposed to have sent in. It had quite a lot of information in relation to me. So I felt that there might be a case of identity theft. Thomas Pringle has been in contact with the data protection, and we'll see what comes out of that there. But so I went to the guards and made a formal statement, and they're looking into it now and they're going to investigate it.
Initially, you were saying, initially Irish Water had suggested they might contact the Gardaí, and you decided to do so when they clarified to you that they weren't going to.
Yes, when I spoke to Irish Water, because obviously I was speaking to them on a number of occasions, and they says they would send out the original copy to me. But I said to them that surely that would be needed for the guards if you are reporting it. And then they says that the decision was taken not to report it to the guards by senior management. I questioned this because I believed there could be a case of identity theft. So they sent me out the photocopy of the original hard copy that I was supposed to have filled in. I've taken that all to the guards, and they are looking into it now. And this is there's a number of things here. How is it that they have a system that allows for anybody, say, because we don't know who registered, but if it was a case that somebody done this, they don't have a system to proof this. We have a case where you have a high number of people who registered, but yet a lot lower percentage had paid the water. So one can only but maybe assume that those who registered but didn't pay might have been registered deliberately by Irish Water or by others.
And you have indicated that since your story became public, you've heard from other people both locally and nationally who've had that same experience. They're effectively saying, I never registered, but Irish Water somehow seemed to have my name on their books.
Yes, that's correct. Paul Murphy had shared the story on his own Facebook, and a good number of people had contacted him saying the exact same thing. I know I'd done other interviews at the time with other media, and phone calls were coming in saying that the same thing had happened to them, that they got the conservation grant form, which they says not alone that they didn't register, but they've never ever been in contact with Irish Water. I think Irish Water is under huge pressure on this one. I would ask for the minister to come out and make a statement on it,